Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I guess Grove likes my running playlist more than he likes my going over playlist. He's been playing that the whole show.
I feel the same way.
So the music I run to is better than the music that I want to come back to the show from.
Yes.
Grove, would you agree with that as well?
No doubt.
This is Cage the Elephant. I got to see them only perform this at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Got there late, lines were long, going there to see Metallica, and this was the only song I got to see them perform by the time we got to our seats. But I'm fine. This is the only song of theirs that I know, so kind of was okay with that. When I heard Cage the Elephant, I'm aware of them.
Just like that one six, song. They're not a one-hit wonder.
I know that they have more songs. I'm aware of that. Were you here for the Eve 6 discussion, Fred?
I was not, but I know of it.
Eve 6, One Hit Wonders? That's the only song. That's the only song. Yeah,
that's the only
that's
one.
The only...
Yeah.
Grove is very adamant that they have another song that people care to listen
Giamatti
to.
Agreed. And he wasn't just saying that because he was sitting right here next to me. So
I think that's why he agreed.
I don't think that's
pretty
why he agreed at all. And he won't even be here tomorrow for us to ask and find out, but I'll get to the bottom of it.
Pretty sure that's why. So, Fred, you're going to go to the ER, huh?
Yeah, I had set up an appointment with the clinic, and they called me. And they said, no, go to the ER. So I guess I'll put that on the charge card.
Yikes. Well,
I yearn for my face to work.
Before we get to Fred's top five, I throw it to Grove, and he gives us an impromptu opening to this segment we call Crack Slippers.
Ah, yes. You see, every week, things happen that we may not get to cover throughout the rest of the show. Lucky for you, Joe takes time in the last segment of the show to go over those events in a little segment we like to call Crack Slippers.
Now, I have a story here. I will let you decide which story we go with first. A story on Lorenzo Ball, possible number one pick in the draft. From
UCLA.
UCLA, or a story about Manny Ramirez.
I mean, I have my pick.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I know the Manny story, so give me the Ball story.
We're all familiar with Lorenzo Ball. Possibly, as I said, the number one pick in the draft this year. His dad, LeVar Ball, though, has become kind of the headline here, making outlandish statements about how good his son is, saying that his son, not just one son, but he has three. He has two in high school, both of whom are committed to go to UCLA. Maybe that changes, though, if Steve Alford takes the Indiana job. But he has made some outlandish statements saying that his son is going to be better than Michael Jordan. Now, that's Lonzo Ball. There's also LaMelo Ball. And I'm not sure what the younger one's name is.
Probably
he's already said that he's better than Steph Curry. He thinks that he could actually beat Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one, which is impressive since when he was in college, he averaged 2.2 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's said a lot of other crazy stuff as well. And this has not gone unnoticed in the world of Twitter.
No.
You see, people on Twitter have heard of this and have decided to tweet at LeVar Ball. He's on Twitter at LaVar Ball, at LaVarBall. Except people aren't tweeting at LaVar Ball.
Oh, no.
People are accidentally tweeting their hatred of LaVar Ball at LaVar Burton.
That's unfair to him.
At the dot underscore matrix. At LaVar Burton. LaVar, you average 2.2 points per game. Stop running your mouth about MJ. LaVar Burton responded, "You've got me confused."
He was actually the engineer on a spaceship.
Yes. Somebody posted a picture then of LaVar Burton bowling, responding, "Easy mistake. You're both athletes." I remember that episode. Also, responses included, "I bet LaVar Burton would be proud of 2.2 points per game in the NBA to go along with that Reading Rainbow Emmy." So people are tweeting at LaVar Burton rather than LaVar Ball.
Okay. How old is LaVar Burton?
54.
He is not.
63.
He is 60 years old. Who knew?
In other news, Manny Ramirez. Done with the Cubs. Manny Ramirez has won a World Series with the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs.
There you go.
He has rings. He will get rings from both of those World Series. That's damn impressive. Apparently, Manny Ramirez is joining the independent league Cochise Island Fighting Dogs.
Yeah, okay.
I would imagine that their biggest rivals are probably the Ham Fighters.
Yes.
The Nippon Ham Fighters. Whenever the Ham Fighters and the Fighting Dogs get together, it's a fight.
Chaos ensues.
His contract includes optional practices. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
A chauffeured Mercedes, a private hotel suite for road games, a jersey that only says Manny on the back of it.
None of these things seem extreme to me. It's very Ichiro.
And unlimited sushi for the entire season.
That's fine. It's in abundance there.
Now, do you think that Manny's agent got the call like, "Hey, listen, this team in Japan wants you to play for them. You know, let's just hear them out and make outlandish statements. And when they say no, we just walk away from the table."
What is
his
salary?
And he started off and he's like, "Listen, I don't want to come to practice every day." "Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're okay with that. You know what? I also, you're in Japan. You guys make cars. I want a Mercedes-Benz, though, to come pick. I want a German car to pick me up and drive me to every game. Hey, you know what? We could do that, too. Okay. You know what? How about when we're on the road, you guys get me a private suite to the hotel? Okay, yeah, though, that's fine, too, man. And you know what? I don't want it to say Ramirez on my back."
No, there are lots of Ramirez's.
I want it to say Manny.
Right.
No, sure. Okay, Manny. Yeah, these are all things that we can do.
As a guy who grew up with the legal name Manfred,
yeah,
I have ran from the name Manny all my life.
Yeah.
It just seems awful.
You think he then goes, okay, he goes back to the agent. He goes, guys, they're agreeing to everything. What can we say? Okay, Manny, here's what we're going to do. Ask for all the sushi in Japan. And he did that, and they still agreed to it.
Good news. Manny Ramirez did attend the team's first practice on March 10th during spring training. So there you go. He's in. He's committed. He's fully committed.
I can only go eat sushi when it's all-you-can-eat sushi. That's the only time I can eat sushi. I need all the sushi in the world. Or else it's just not enough for me. I can't pay $8 for a roll of 6 sushis. I need unlimited sushi when I sit down for sushi. That's my call on that. Hey, it's been a few weeks. We need to get to Fred's Top 5.
Hey, check it out. It's time for Fred's Top 5.
Fred's Top 5 brought to you by Phoenix 5, phoenixnumber5ive.com. Check them out for your custom business branding, window tinting, or wrapping your vehicle. And by the way, Phoenix 5 Gaming kicked off this week. They had a big competition in Dallas, so good luck to those guys. E-gaming on the forefront, Phoenix 5. Top 5 fattest athletes, number 5, William Refrigerator Perry. If the name like refrigerator, you deserve to be on my list.
I believe WWE Hall of Famer, though, isn't he?
You're going to notice a theme here. Number 4, Sebastian Janikowski.
Okay.
No real tie to the WWE?
No, that's why now you threw me off now. Now I'm wondering where the WWE tie is.
Big old fat guy, though. He just kicks the ball. Number 3.
Kick balls a far way.
Yokozuna.
Okay.
Not small.
Is that you think? I see Viscera, I think, impressed me a lot more.
Had a lot of names, Viscera.
Yeah.
Number 2, Bartolo Colon.
Still pitching.
He's gigantic.
Still pitching.
And the number 1 fattest athlete of all time, and it goes without saying, you put this name on the back of a jersey and everyone would recognize it if he, in fact, wore a jersey, Butterball. Butterball is your greatest fattest athlete of all time.
Just listen to the WrestleMania 15 podcast of Something to Wrestle With. And they talked about Butterbean. You mean Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Yeah.
Butterball's a turkey.
Yeah.
Butterbean.
This guy is big as a
turkey. Yes.
Where they talked about that. And I guess the story was that Butterbean offered to let Bart Gunn beat him. He was like, guys, he goes, I realize, you know, I'm a big fan of wrestling. I know everything's scripted. I'll let him win if you guys want. And the WWE said, no, we want this to be as real as possible.
One punch.
And he goes, okay. And about killed him. Ruined his career. Bart Gunn never stepped in the ring again.
He may have been done after that. I know.
Well, and I went back and I watched it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, he got hit. And first he got hit and decided to get up at 9. And then got hit immediately again. And when he fell, his neck hit the bottom rope because on the way down when he was blacked out.
Former tag team partner of Billy Gunn.
Yeah, they were brothers. They were the Smoking Guns. Sonny was their valet.
Sonny and Billy Gunn, no longer with the organization.
Correct. Neither is Bart Gunn.
Hmm.
That's going to wrap up the show today. We're going to end on a Bart Gunn reference. I think that's what most great shows do in America. So we will be back. Well, we hope to be back tomorrow. Andy will be here tomorrow at the Pump House. Grover will be at the Archview Flooring Studios. Fred, we're not sure what's up with you.
I'm going to go to the ER.
We'll know if I'll be at the show tomorrow by about 4 o'clock today. My run.
I wasn't worried until the clinic said go to the ER.
Yeah, that's a little worrisome.
Via phone.
Yeah, that's a little worrisome. Yeah. So we got to wrap things up here. Thank you to everybody here at the Kitchen Sink for Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studios. For Fred Slow, I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Good job, everyone. GG.